Country Bob FM.
Here it is, the Bob Almanac. Little Country Bob FM. Tuesday, July 14th, 195th day of the year. I believe we already mentioned somehow, some way it came up. I think we were talking World Cup soccer and the topic of the French Revolution and Bastille Day.
Yep.
They stormed the Bastille prison on this date in France, 1789. The French Revolution, what did it do? It dismantled the absolute monarchy. Do they still have a president of, or they have a president, do they still have, is Charles de Gaulle still the president of France? Is that Macron guy now?
Yeah, I think
but anyway, do they still have a king? It dismantled France. The absolute monarchy.
I don't ever remember hearing about a king.
Or does it have an unabsolute monarchy? Where you still kind of like England, where they kind of have a monarchy, but they really have very little power as far as governing.
It's more of a figure.
More of a ceremonial head of state, as we like to say. And feudalism was done, too. No more feudalism, Neil. Take care of that feudalism. Resistance is futile.
Your weapons are futile.
Yes. So that's what happened on this date. Now, it did create the rise of Napoleon, which wasn't, because this was supposed to be the birth of democracy. Napoleon really wasn't a democratic leader by any means.
No.
But it eventually did become that way. 1789.
So the French Revolution and the American Revolution were very close in time.
Yes. Yes, they were, because our revolution ended in 1784.
Right.
I think it was. Let's see, 1868, our patent of the day, Alvin Fellows of New Haven, Connecticut, patented the tape measure.
Oh, that's good
I'm
work.
Pretty sure in 1868 it wasn't like the modern ones that retracted.
I don't
think
so. We
had the little lock button and then they would snap back in. How convenient is that?
No doubt.
That was one of the great inventions of all time. But all it was a tape measure. Instead of a measuring stick, it was actually a flexible tape that you could measure with, thus the name. I think they picked a pretty good name for it, tape measure. 1881, we need to go to our Old West correspondent for this one, because this is the date that Billy the Kid met his maker.
Yep, he had escaped on a couple of occasions and actually had killed, at least one, maybe two deputies.
Yeah.
And but Pat Garrett hunted him down, found him. I think it was late at night. It was he was in a room with his lady friend, I do believe. Or maybe, I don't know how much of a friend she was, but maybe she was working. But anyway, yeah, Billy the Kid would meet his demise. Pat Garrett would gun him down. He was only 21.
Think about that. I mean, Jesse James, those guys, they're doing all this, and they were so young.
I know it.
Right? I mean, 21. I mean, nowadays, he'd still be living, in Billy the Kid's parents' basement.
Right.
He wouldn't be out there doing what Billy the Kid did.
This was a hardened, murdering criminal who had killed, by some accounts, 13 people.
Oh.
I think was the number, but.
Right.
Pat Garrett said, no more.
Well, he was the sheriff, Pat Garrett, right?
Yes.
He was the sheriff.
Yes.
Was he all squeaky clean, too, or did he have some skeletons in his closet?
I think he had a pretty good reputation overall.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. This date, 1988. 1988 is really when the whole Elvis is still alive. You know, about 10 years, 11 years after his death. 1988 is kind of when that all began, because a radio station in Nashville, WYHY Radio, offers $1 million to anyone who can prove that Elvis is still alive. So everybody was looking for Elvis.
Right.
Saw him at the gas station. Saw him at Walgreens. You know, he's coming out of the bathroom at the gas station. He was whipping up a fried banana and peanut butter sandwich
at Farrell's.
On his, he's using his hibachi.
Right.
So that was 1988. Elvis could possibly still be alive, according to that radio station. Probably a pretty good bit for them. They got
that
a lot of
good
play out of it, certainly.
Yeah.
Birthdays now today.
You're a long ways from home, Boone. Not too far, old chief of the Tuscarora.
You know my name. Use it.
Which one? Gabriel Cooper or Thundercloud? You've become a legend among two nations.
Tuscarora are my people, and I have but one name, Kanawatchakwau.
He kind of took over from Ed Ames. Ames played Mingo, so they needed somebody else to kind of take over that role of a confidant, if you will, a little bit with Daniel Boone on the Daniel Boone Show. And it was, why not? NFL feared, because he was of the fearsome foursome, so he was feared, right?
He was a big boy.
Feared, big guy. Rosie Greer, still with us at 94.
Jeez.
He was an actor. He was a bodyguard. He was a bodyguard of Robert F. Kennedy.
Yes.
And was there the night he got shot in California.
Was 68?
The Ambassador Hotel.
Yeah.
In 68, exactly. The tumultuous year of 68.
Oh, no doubt.
11 seasons in the NFL, 7 with the Giants. And
I
then he had
he
some with the Rams.
Giants,
That's
where I remember him more with the Rams.
Oh, yeah. So. Exactly. Rams were better than the Giants.
Yes.
Giants were horrible. Basically, during that era, after that game against, well, they played in the World Championship, you know, the greatest game ever played. Was that 58 against the Colts?
Yep.
So, Rosie Greer today, 94. He just towers over Fess Parker. And Fess Parker was not a small man.
No.
He wasn't at all. How about this? How about Dave Killer Carlson from Slapshot on our birthday list today?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was watching some kids play hockey the other day, 5 and 6 year olds, little mites, and one of those little kids said, "I'm Killer Carlson." He picked up his little stick and he just creamed that other little kid. How do you feel about that, Dave?
Well, Jim, the way I see it is a kid probably would have done it anyways, you know, a bad upbringing in the home or whatever.
That's very interesting, Dave.
They're in the locker room and Dave Killer Carlson was just in a fight. And they're patching, putting his teeth back in, you know, putting his nose back in place. And they're going, "Dave's a killer. Dave's a killer." And the other guy goes, "Dave's a mess." That's the actor Jerry Hauser, who was in Slapshot. I also remember him well as Wally Logan, who played the husband of Marsha Brady.
Oh, really?
On the Brady Brides and the various other Brady spinoff movies that they did. But it was interesting. It was Dave Killer Carlson because it was the Carlsons Jack wasn't able to be there, right? But it was the other Carlson, Steve, and then there was Dave Hansen, and then Steve Carlson. I can't remember the other Carlson, but they were the Hansen brothers,
right?
But it was the Carlson brothers who were. Dave Killer Carlson was played by somebody else, which was interesting. Not one of the Carlsons.
Yeah. Great movie, a lot
it
of
was,
fun.
Yeah, Jerry Hauser, happy birthday today. He is 74. The actress already mentioned Jane Lynch. I had a Jane Lynch reference earlier this morning.
Well, hey there, Ricky. How'd it go?
Well, I was mauled by a cougar. Learned nothing about driving. And my Crystal Gale shirt was ruined. But other than that, it went fine. Where are the boys at?
Well, I just dropped them off at Sunday school at my church about 10 minutes ago.
Hey! Anarchy! Anarchy! Anarchy!
There they are.
What in... Tarnation!
Tarnation. We just don't use that enough as an expletive. What in tarnation?
We used to,
there she
back
is.
In the day.
Ricky Bobby's mom.
Yeah.
And I am still sad to this day that his Crystal Gale shirt was ruined.
That was a crushing blow.
Yes. Yeah. By the cougar. What was the name of the cougar again?
His dad put him in.
Darlene. God, because he tells the cougar to sit down. It's a girl.
Yeah.
It's, but anyway, that's Jane Lynch, who is 66 today, 40-year-old virgin, and she had a longtime role as Coach Sue Sylvester. She had a lot of funny lines in that show, too. It's called Glee. Ever heard of Glee?
Yeah, for sure.
So Jane Lynch is 66. Forget about Muhammad Ali as athlete of the 70s. Forget about Reggie Jackson being the most feared power hitter of the 1970s. For my money, it was Kelly Leak of the Bad News Bears.
I'm hitting 841. I'm on the Bears. You live around here? I got a Harley Davidson. Does that turn you on, Harley Davidson?
He's a dance class hitting on a 35-year-old woman. Kelly Leak. Did you hear what he was hitting for the Bears? 841.
That's pretty good. That's wonder what his slug was.
The motorcycle riding, beer guzzling, cigarette smoking 11-year-old Kelly Leak. Jackie Earl Haley played that role, riding in on his Harley Davidson SS125s.
What a role model for young athletes.
Very much a role model for the Bad News Bears. Jackie Earl Haley is 65.
Last week, most of us were strangers. But we're all here now. And God knows how long we're going to be here. But if we can't live together, we're going to die alone.
You remember that show Lost?
I do. He was kind of the
guy. He was kind of the guy who kind of took over. He was kind of the leader of the whole clan. Now, Locke would tell you that he was the leader because he thought he was smarter than everybody else. But I think the true emotional leader was Jack on Lost. Mm-hmm. Matthew Fox is 60 today. Our rapper of the day is Taboo. Mm-hmm. Taboo. Taboo or Taboo.
Taboo.
Is 51 today. He was, he's a pretty well-known rapper because he works with Black Eyed Peas. So a little more of the mainstream, not on the rap side, but Black Eyed Peas had Taboo as their rapper because there were some raps in some of their songs.
Okay.
51 today, this guy.
My life was just an old routine. Every day the same damn thing. I couldn't even tell I was alive. I tell you, the high cost of living ain't nothing like the cost of living high.
Jamie Johnson. He's got some good songs out there.
He most certainly
does.
He's got
kind of a gritty delivery. Jamie Johnson.
Fine writer, too.
Is 51. The lead singer of Imagine Dragons.
Gives me a headache.
Have you heard that song before? There's a lot of noise. Talk about the wall of sound. That's more than a wall of sound. That's the bulldozer of sound of that song, really. When you think about it, Phil Spector, The Wall of Sound. Dan Reynolds.
Sound of annoying.
Of Imagine. You're annoyed by a lot of things. Soccer and Imagine Dragons. Those are a couple of things. 39 for him. And then MMA star, UFC star, mixed martial arts, Conor McGregor, just tried to make his comeback.
I saw that.
And on his first move, he tore out his knee.
I saw.
And he fell down and couldn't fight.
I was watching the clip in Megan's office the other day.
Yeah, 38 for Conor. So just a few days before his birthday, you got a feel for the guy.
Right. I mean, that was a much touted, highly touted, publicized
big comeback.
Pay-per-view thing, and it lasted 40 seconds.
And his opponent didn't know whether to keep pounding him or not.
I mean,
Conor McGregor almost said, hey, I keep fighting. And the guy goes, no. You got one leg.
Right.
I can see the ligament. It's gone.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. But Conor McGregor, probably one of the best known, if not the best known, of the UFC fighters. Mm-hmm. 38 today.
Mm-hmm. Gone but not forgotten. You know what doesn't annoy me? Hanna-Barbera cartoons. And William Hanna, 1910.
Where are you?
TV cartoon
Yes, it is. They did hundreds of cartoons.
All of my favorites, pretty much. Not all of them, but a lot of them. There's Looney Tunes, but when you get to Hanna-Barbera, you know, you got your Johnny Quest, you got your Herculoids. They had them all. Flintstones, Scooby-Doo,
The Jetsons, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. William Hanna of Hanna-Barbera, born on this day, 1910. From those magnificent men and their flying machines, and of course, it's a mad, 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 mad world. Terry Thomas, 1911.
And this positively infantile preoccupation with bosoms. In all my time in this wretched, godforsaken country, the one thing that has appalled me most of all is this preposterous preoccupation with bosoms. Don't you realize that they've become the dominant theme in American culture, in literature, advertising, in all fields of entertainment, in everything? I'll wager you anything you like. If American women stopped wearing brassieres, your whole national economy would collapse overnight.
That, of course, is in there with Milton Berle.
He's not far from wrong. Oh, that's hilarious. Terry Thomas was great. 1911. Woody Guthrie was a fine folk singer. Was he related to Arlo? I think he was. Woody
probably
Guthrie,
his father, 19, maybe grandfather, next door neighbor. They just had the same name. One of those things.
Our former president of the day is Gerald Ford, 1913.
Well, it's good old Jerry Ford. Come on in, Jerry. We've been waiting for you. Dick and Jimmy are already here.
Sorry I'm late, Ronnie. I couldn't find the house.
Well, this is the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I went to 1500.
He wasn't portrayed as the sharpest tool in the shed or the brightest bulb.
Right on.
In the socket,
yeah.
But he was the guy. I mean, he's the only president not to ever be voted in.
Yeah,
right?
Vice president, yeah. And president. Wasn't voted to either spot. Fine football player at Michigan. Gerald Ford, 1913. CBS News anchor Douglas Edwards was born on this day, 1917. He preceded Walter Cronkite, as a matter of fact, first evening news anchor. Let's move down the list to one of my favorites, and it is TV theme time. Dale Robertson, 1923, from Tales of Wells Fargo.
How fun would it be to travel around in one of those Wells Fargo stagecoaches?
Right on. Special Agent James Hardy. Jim Hardy, if you would. He was quick on the draw, lefty, and he could clear leather.
People weren't used to that.
No.
They're used to them shooting right.
You know.
So it's just like, you know, coming from the other direction, like a left-handed quarterback. It spins different.
Now, if him and Little Joe got in a battle, that would be an interesting to see who would come out on top. They were both quick with the left hand. 1923 for Dale Robertson. John Chancellor was also a television news anchor.
This is NBC Nightly News with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Good evening from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. President Carter's caravan made its way here today from India.
That's exciting stuff. John Chancellor from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
The sun is so bright there that he had to wear shades. And how about a dream team? David Brinkley and John Chancellor on the same newscast.
That's big time. John Chancellor, born on this day, 1927. Country star, singer, 1932 for Del Reeves.
Oh, I'm looking at the world through a windshield. And I see everything in a little bit different light.
More than girl on a billboard.
I got a sweet little thing I'm a wanting to see in Nashville. And I'm down around Dallas and all south tonight.
When you start discussing some of the great country artists when it comes to trucking songs, Del Reeves has got to be in the discussion.
Yeah, he hits top five for sure. Country singer Del Reeves, again, 1932. One more musician from the group Devo. Bob Casale, 1952.
That's him on the keyboard. And he's the one who just said step on a crack, too. Boy, that's just an infectious
80s
song there. Whip it and whip it good.
You'll be singing that for the rest of the morning. 1952, and Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Garth Brooks, Papa Love Mama, and we've already gotten people texting in saying, give Brian White a chance. He's never, ever kicked off a Bobathon with his song, Sitting on Go. Give Brian White a chance.
Well, let the chance be here today.
Oh,
for
Brian White. Going for it.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KV.